This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Matthews is out, so joining me at the desk today is a hilarious guy who, fun fact, says his favorite moment as a cast member on Saturday Night Live was when his mom made a cameo for the Mother's Day episode. It's Bobby Moynihan!
Hi, everybody. Hi, Mom. Hi.
Those Mother's Day things are the potent combination of heart and humor.
Yeah, I remember sitting home watching Chris Farley and his mom talking and being like, Mom, someday? And then we got to do it, and it was absolutely insane.
You manifested it, but you earned it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I did. I did.
You did.
You're right. Thank you.
And we did Saturday Night Live together. In fact, there were so many pictures, but I picked this one.
Well, I'm really glad to be from SNL, you know, together to here now.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much for having me.
Coming!
Thank you for having me.
All right, will you take the first story, Bobby?
Sure, I would love to. First up, CNN reports dudes everywhere are taking their pants off. And embracing skirts. You gotta finish that sentence. A-listers like Brad Pitt, Lil Nas X, and Oscar Isaac have recently been spotted sporting skirts, and it's not just a phase. More and more guys are opting for this free and breezy fashion statement. And remember, in ancient Greece and Rome, men were all about the skirt life. Pants didn't come into the picture until skirts became impractical and dangerous to wear in factories during the Industrial Revolution. That's true. Drew, do you enjoy a man in a skirt?
Mm-hmm.
You do. I like embracing that idea. I like the comfort of it. I have no problem with it.
Have you ever worn a skirt?
I mean, many. I was on SNL for 10 years.
Right, of course. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. But do you ever feel, like, vulnerable that, like, you know, it's your underwear and the world are close together?
Yeah, it seems like an extra job that you've given yourself after wearing clothes.
Yes. Just keep it all, you know, under there. I don't know. All right. Our next story is, if you're ever worried that your partner judges your snacking habits, well, apparently you're not alone. Newsweek reports that a new study found 69% of people feel judged by their partners for their guilty pleasure snacking. I know. But the good news is, this feeling wanes as you get older, with just 30% of baby boomers reporting feeling judged for their indulging. I call that just giving up on life and not caring what people think. That's, you know, like, that kind of calmness does come with age. At 23, you're like, ugh, and at 47, you're like, ugh. So this story made me laugh because it makes me think of my daughter. My daughter and I, Olive, are huge. Well, Frankie, too. We're all huge snackers. But Olive, I feel like all of her snacking needs to come with like a miniature vacuum. I've never seen anyone. There's just popcorn and cracker crumbs and like, I don't know what she does to the snack, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, once a week I vacuum out the couch and it's like a full bowl of macaroni and cheese
Thank
from my
you.
Daughter.
Like, Thank
yes,
you.
Very much so.
Sometimes I'm like, you know what, Olive, I do judge you and your snacking.
Yeah.
Because it's not the food you're eating, it's how you're eating it.
Yeah. Lots of lollipop sticks around, yeah.
I mean, you have a beautiful 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she's
And
the
we're
greatest.
Gonna talk about your gorgeous children's book that I am obsessed with. But first, Amber reports that I'm not the only one with a kid who loves scary, spooky stuff. Kids are drawn to scariness because it turns out, guess what? Science. Scarier things trigger endorphins, oxytocin, and dopamine, which are the same chemicals that our brains pump out when we're happy, excited, or surprised. Plus, conquering safe scares can be empowering for kids because it gives them a feeling of control amidst the uncertainty of their little worlds or the world at large, because that can be scary too. Bobby, is it true that your daughter loves scary stuff?
Yes, it is. She really into got into Nightmare Before Christmas and like Coraline a little early and like really likes spooky stuff, recently asked me if Chucky or Pennywise could come over and play, which shocked me very much. I was not expecting that one.
Bobby, do you live in New York?
I used to live in New York, and we live in LA now. I live
God
in New York my whole life.
God darn it, because I'm like, we have to get our two kids together. Frankie.
I said, what do you want to be for Halloween this year? She said, the Grim Reaper.
Yes! No, I'm telling you, these two kids, we've got to get them together.
She's got a full Grim Reaper costume ready to go now.
Her whole birthday this year, we ended up going... She was like, I want death and blood and scary movie. Pennywise is her screensaver. And she's the sweetest little fairy.
Oh, like, yeah. I like to think of it as she's so brave that she likes to be pushed past that because she's so into everything. So when the scary stuff comes, she's like, ooh, I don't like this, but like, I want to do it anyway, like Carrie Fisher style. And
okay.
That makes me really happy.
We're going to introduce our daughters.
I think
at
so.
Some
I think
point.
They would be best friends.
Because this spooky, loving daughter is the inspiration. And also, for your book, Not All Sheep Are Boring, is that correct?
Yeah, we were reading before bed, and she started saying, like, let's count sheep to fall asleep. And I said, why do people do that? Are they boring? Like, why are sheep so boring? And I decided to get to the bottom of it.
I have to say, not only do I love this book, I love the writing, I love the messaging, and I really love the illustrations as well.
Julie Rowan Zoch knocked it out of the park. I remember seeing her illustrations and being like, that's it. That's the sheep right
There's
there.
She a did soulfulness such a fantastic job. And a beauty and the whole world you created in this book is so dynamic.
That's
and
Pierre.
It's not the norm of what I see. It's going, like, it's such a good book, Bobby.
Thank you so much. She really did a fantastic job. Thank you, Julie.
Check out his children's book, Not All Sheep Are Boring, wherever you buy your books. And John Hamm is next, and we'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Has a rescue dog named Murphy, and it's none other than John Hamm.
Hello.
each other.
Oh, hello.
I'm so excited to meet you. I love you so much.
God. And well, yet the feeling is mutual.
Oh my God, thank you. Will you tell us about Murphy? Is he a good boy?
Best.
Is he a good boy?
He's the best. Oh, see, I mean, give me a break. Give me a break.
What a distinguished gentleman, too, by the way.
He very much is.
But he's got.
He knows his angles, I'll tell you that much, you know.
Well, we know that you love rescue dogs. Douglas is here today to represent. And I thought it'd be fun if we could play a game that we've never played here before, but I'd love to inaugurate with you.
Okay.
It's called Pup Quiz. We'll see how he does it. All right, here's how it works. We have rescue dogs, and they have questions on them, and they're also very adoptable and very adorable. Our first representative, come on out, Keela.
Keela. Goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness, Keela Bear, how are you?
You're still the number one, Douglas, I swear.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. First question, was there a part that you most wanted but didn't get?
Funny story was that I auditioned for a movie called Deep Impact. I don't know if you remember that
one. Oh, I love that movie.
It was one of the competing asteroid hits the
Armageddon.
Earth.
Armageddon.
Armageddon was the other one, yes indeed. But I auditioned for it, and I got all the way down to the end, and I was like, I'm going to get this. It's going to be great. I'll be in a movie, and I didn't get it. Jon Favreau got it. But it was awesome. He's such a good guy.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Keela.
I know, Keela. Well, I mean, unless you want to keep her. This is so painful.
She loves the applause.
Okay. Well, next up, we have Ajax here.
There's a lot of sniffing happening, which is important.
What is your best packing tip, may I ask?
Oh, I'm a good packer, but I'm also good at putting things in the trunk, like of a car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll make it fit.
Are you like Tetris?
Kind of, yeah. Uh-huh. And I feel like that's the secret to packing your suitcase. Get it into the corners first. Listen, I'm telling you. You think it sounds like a no-brainer, but when you put stuff in the corners first, then you got all the middle, and then that's the easy part to fill.
All right, well, thank you, Ajax.
Oh, Ajax, you did such a good job.
I know, and now we have Bentley's turn. Thank you.
Thank
you, Bentley. Well, what's the craziest thing a woman has ever done to get your attention as Bentley just licks your face?
I had a woman come up to me and ask me to sign her baby. Sign your baby with a Sharpie? That's permanent. No. It's a baby. It's got skin, like baby skin. That's terrible. Oh, Bentley.
Finally, it's Bridget.
Come here, Bridget.
Bridget's a tripod, by the way.
Oh, Bridget.
Yeah, she's got three legs.
You're a threefer.
What is the weirdest and or worst nickname you've ever had?
Well, when your last name is Ham, you get a lot of lunch meat related situations. There's a ham and cheese, ham and eggs. It's just at a certain point, you make your peace with it. You know, if you're named after a lunch meat, you make your peace with it.
I'm gonna take Bridget. I'll give Bridget back. I know now, God, I feel like a villain now. I'd like to play something for you.
Okay, shoot.
Hi, John. It's Kiernan, your forever TV daughter here. So I guess everyone has their own specific little box of memories, and my question is, do you have a memory of the two of us that you care to share that you find particularly special or hold dear? Also, hi, I miss you.
There's a picture of Kiernan from this first season when she was 6 years old, sitting on my lap in a like ballerina outfit, tutu, looking up at me like this. And that's only what I think of when I think of Kiernan. So like seeing her at 22 now, I'm just like, nope, you are forever 6. That's it, you did not grow up. I'm fully the dad to that, because I was at her like 20th birthday. We took pictures in her photo booth. I was like, how are you 20? And her actual parents were there. And I was like commiserating with them, sort of like sitting around being like, can you believe Our little girls all grown. Your little girl, but my also. It's such a crazy experience.
All right, coming up, more with John Hamm. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going, and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you don't mind, could we go through some of our favorite projects with you and get like a fly on the wall?
I would love
first thought, something juicy. Whatever it is that comes to mind, rapid fire in my favorite game called Behind the Scenes.
All right.
Okay. Bridesmaids.
No. Oh, Bridesmaids.
Come on! Bridesmaids!
First of all, I signed on to that movie. Kristen asked me to do that movie before they had written a part for me. And I get the script and it's just a huge sex scene. I was like, Kristen, hey. All right, I guess so. She's the best.
She's the best. Okay. I mean, Mad Men.
Oh gosh, behind the scenes of Mad Men.
Yes.
You know, it was the singular best experience of all time in my acting career. It's what enabled me to meet so many other people in my life as well. It enabled me to host Saturday Night Live and meet Tina Fey and be on 30 Rock, and like everything kind of starts from Mad Men. So it was a pretty awesome experience. That's all I can really say.
Okay, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, it's getting to work on that movie was kind of an out-of-body experience for me. And then my first day on it, I'm walking on a Navy base and there's planes and real soldiers and everybody, and I'm like, am I going in the right place? Where am I going? And I walk into this hangar and I see, to the right, I see a four-story American flag, and to the left I see two F-18 fighter pilots, and right down the middle comes Tom Cruise like this. In full Maverick getup, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm in the right place. So I literally was like,
thank you. That is a good behind the scenes. Okay, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Who is it true that you taught Ellie Kemper like to act?
Yeah, when she was in ninth grade, she was my student. You know, she's obviously phenomenally talented, and I remember. My first memory of that show was, you know, 30 Rock had wrapped and ran its course, and Tina and Robert said, oh, we have this part in this new thing we're writing again. And I'm like, oh, it sounds great. Yeah, I'll do it. And they're like, oh, well, let us pitch it to you first. I was like, okay, well, what's it called? Well, it's about this woman who gets taken and buried in a vault. And I'm like, wait, what? And we want you to be the guy who abducts her and takes her. But it's funny. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. No. It's really funny. And just let us pitch it to you. So that was how the beginnings of that person began. And
look at how funny you are. That expression, come on.
That is a very, yeah.
All right, so will you tell me about Confess Fletch?
Yes, I will. Confess Fletch is Chevy Chase made
Which
a very funny
me.
Movie in the 80s.
Fletch, it's the greatest.
Yes.
It's the greatest.
But then it was
iconic.
It was based on a series of novels And I was like, how are we going to redo this? And we were like, let's let the Chevy version be Chevy, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And let's bring it all the way back to the story, which is basically like a whodunit. So we were like, let's bring it back to that. Let's bring it back to detective stories and whodunits. And that's what we did.
Well, let's watch the clip.
Well, I either just walked into a frame-up or somebody from my past is trying to get revenge on me.
Who hates you? Besides Grace.
Well, I did put quite a few prominent people away when I was a very famous reporter at the News Tribune in Los Angeles.
I looked into your criminal record.
And?
Bad check charge. Two contempt of court charges. Number of non-payment of alimony charges.
100% of most of those were dismissed.
You're a bit of a shady character, Mr. Fletcher.
But I am adorable.
I love the movie, and be sure to watch Confess Fletch in theaters and streaming on demand now. And a huge thanks to Love of All Dogs Rescue and Hearts and Bones Rescue. For more information about these adorable pups and other animals up for adoption, please go to thedrewbarrymoreshow.com. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you wherever you are.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday, because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.